Hallelujah. Hold someone's hand and say, our Father, this morning to the afternoon, we stand in faith together to receive the revelation that is found in your Son Jesus. We grow in the knowledge of the truth. And today, our hearts receive Him as He sees us in Him. He is glorified. We are edified. Amen. Hallelujah.
Matthew 16:12, we are looking at living supernaturally. Living supernaturally. Matthew 13. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, others Elijah, or some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Then he asked, who do you say that I am? And then one of them spoke, that Simon, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And we said that the word revealed there is from the word, is the word apokaluptos. When you find the word apo, it means away. It's where you have forgiveness, for example, aphiemi. It means away from. Apokaluptos is a combination of two words. To take away a cover. So there was a cover. So to take away is revelation. That means something was not seen. Now notice what he says. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. It's like a contrast. Flesh and blood has concealed it. Now look at the word revealed it. Now, I want you to look at something. These are three folks who were with Jesus for a whole time, a whole number of months, you know, years. Then he says to them, sitting with me and talking to me and looking at me cannot reveal this truth to you. Because the Son of God is not known by the color of his skin. He's not even known by his physical appearance. He says, it's by revelation. My Father revealed it unto you. But my Father which is in heaven. Now, notice that one. That means there is a revelator. Revelation is not your discovery. Revelation is what was given to you. It's not something you just found out. No. Revelation is for something to be shown to you. So it's not a mysterious experience. When you don't know something and you act in ignorance and then you are told what it is, what you are told is revelation. And I want us to just explore that word because it's a key word, because to know Christ is by revelation. You don't know Christ by history. You don't know Christ by archaeology. No, you don't know Christ by pictures. You know Christ by revelation. And look at that word, revealed. Jesus used it 10 times, and it was about himself. 10 times about himself. Matthew 11:25. Matthew 11:25 or 26. I'll find it now. Matthew 11:25. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed unto babes. See, it's God who revealed. He revealed it. You showed it to them. Look at verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And to whom the Son will reveal. Jesus used it 10 times. Just like that, Matthew 16. In Luke 10:21, the same thing was repeated. Luke 10:21. Luke 10:21. You do not know Christ by experience. By how many times you've been to church? No. Luke 10:21. The same statement was made to 22. Luke 10:21, 22. The same statement was made. Luke 12:2. For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Neither it that cannot be known. That's a vague statement, somewhere else. Luke 17:30. For thus it is in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. When the Son of Man is revealed. Then John 12:38. John 12:38. It's used for Jesus. John 12:38. Lord, who hath believed that report? To whom the hand of the Lord revealed. So Christ is known by revelation, not by ancestry, not by visiting Jerusalem, not by touching his clothes. Many touched his clothes and didn't know who he was. And they got healed either way. And they got miracles. But he's saying here, it's my Father that revealed it. Revelation. In the New Covenant, that's the epistles, we find that word used severally to be revealed. Romans 1:17. Revealed, that's the gospel, from faith to faith. Revealed from faith to faith. That's the gospel. Then it talks about the wrath of God in verse 18, also revealed. In Romans 8:18. Romans 8:18. The interesting part is you won't find the word revealed used in the book of Acts. And that's understandable because it's a book of eyewitness. Romans 8:18. The glory that shall be revealed in us, again, the glory of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 2:10. Verse 9 says, eye has not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed it unto us by His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:13. The day shall declare it and shall reveal it. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Talking about the works of a believer. And then the works of Christ shall reveal by fire. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Now in 1 Corinthians 14:30. If anything be revealed to one that sits by, that's the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:30. Now Galatians 1:16. So what we have written today of Christ didn't come by history, didn't come by archaeology, did not come by research or science. It came by revelation. Galatians 1:16. To reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Galatians 3:23. Galatians 3:23. For, he says, for before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, like I was shut up, under the faith which should afterward be revealed, the faith of Christ. He said, it's revealed. Ephesians 3:5. Who reveals? The Father. Who reveals? The Father. Ephesians 3:5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, but is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Revelation is not research. Revelation is information made known to you. Okay? That's not revelation or research. Pay attention now. Philippians 3:15. If anything be revealed unto you. Where any of you? Philippians 3:15. If anything, God shall reveal this even unto you. Philippians 3:15. God shall reveal. Now, again, 2 Thessalonians 2:3. The man of sin shall be revealed. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. 2 Thessalonians 2, I think that should be 18. Check for it. Alright, 2:8. The wicked shall be revealed. 2:8. That is, the works of darkness in the revelation of Christ comes the revelation of darkness, the revelation of Satan. Hear this well. You don't even know Satan by your experiences. You know Satan from the revelation of Christ. You don't know Satan by your experiences. You know Satan from that revelation of Christ, we know the devil. From the revelation of Christ. 1 Peter 1:5. 1 Peter 1:5. So the epistles are letters of revelation. 1 Peter 1:5. Which God has kept by the power, but which are kept by the power of God, sorry, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time. 1 Peter 1:5. 1 Peter 1:12. Unto whom it was revealed, not unto themselves, but unto what it did minister, the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, with things the angels desire to look into. The gospel is also called revelation. 1 Peter 5:1. So the gospel is not one nice news that you like, you can sugarcoat. No, the gospel is God's revelation. 1 Peter 5:1. And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. We'll explain that much later. So we have the word revealed. Who does the revealing? The Father does the revealing. The Father does the revealing. And the revealing of the Father, pay attention now, is what is written to us in the epistles. The revealing of the Father is what is written to us in the epistles. Pay attention. Look at that, the word revelation. The word revelation. Luke 2:35. Used once in the four gospels. Luke 2:35. He says, a sword shall pass through my own soul, and the thoughts of many hearts shall be revealed. This is a prophecy. Prophecy given by Simeon. Simeon. In the temple when Jesus was born. After that, you see the word revelation in the book of Romans. Romans 2:5. Let me run through that quickly. Romans 8:19. The revelation of the sons of God. Romans 8:19. Romans 8:19. That's what manifestation of the sons of God is, the word apocalypse, the revelation of the sons of God. Romans 16:25. Romans 16:25. The revelation of the gospel, revelation of Christ. Romans 16:25. 1 Corinthians 1:7. Write those references down. 1 Corinthians 1:7. 1 Corinthians 1:7. So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming. The word there's revelation of our Lord Jesus. That's the word coming in there. 1 Corinthians 1:7. 1 Corinthians 14:6. Except I speak to you by revelation. 1 Corinthians 14:26. That's a gift of the Spirit. The revelation of Christ there. 1 Corinthians 14:6. When you come together, each person has a revelation. That's gifts of the Spirit. Now go to 2 Corinthians 12:1. 2 Corinthians 12:1. Visions and revelation of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 12:1. Vision and revelation of the Lord. The 2 Corinthians 12:7. Abundance of revelation, referring to visions. Divinely granted appearances. Galatians 1:12. Galatians 1:12. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:12. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:12. Galatians 2:2. I went up by revelation and communicated unto them the gospel which I preached among them. Of course, this is referring to Acts 11, when Agabus gave a prophecy about dearth, famine in the land. And then Paul, because of that, went to Jerusalem. That's Galatians 2:2. Not the revelation of Jesus Christ, but the revelation given by Agabus. So separate that. Then Ephesians 1:17, Paul's prayer. Ephesians 1:17, Paul's prayer. I cease not to pray for you or make mention of you in my prayers. In verse 16, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom. Or the wisdom of the Spirit, or spiritual wisdom, which he calls revelation. So, spiritual wisdom, or spiritual insight, is what is called revelation. I'll put it another way. A knowledge by the Spirit. It doesn't mean it is foggy or spooky. It is written, but it is by the Spirit. Just like the Old Testament contained the story about Jesus. The prophecy about Jesus, it was said by revelation and written in black and white. Revelation doesn't mean mysterious. Revelation means written, but the communication are words of the Spirit. Words of the Spirit. So when you have revelation, it's not a spooky word or a mysterious terminology. It just means they are the words of the Spirit. For example, you can look at something and call it great because of what you see. It's big, it's large, it's beautiful. And the Holy Ghost says it's ugly. Now you said it's big, it's large, it's beautiful because of your observation. But the Holy Spirit speaks by revelation. It takes away the covering. Then he says it's ugly. Now, they are both words, but one is by observation, the other one by revelation. Let me see your hand if you understand that. So, revelation is not a spooky word. It just means the cover was taken away. Revelation is not by observation. It's not by experiment. So, Paul says that this knowledge of him is revelation. Words of the Spirit. Revelation. Say with me, revelation. Words of the Spirit. When I say, I'm a new creature in Christ, it's not by observation. You don't expect someone to agree with me because he saw me. But those are the words of the Spirit, and his words are called what? Revelation. So, you need to know what we mean by revelation here. Go to Ephesians 3:3. It made them known unto me, we read that earlier, by revelation. Then 2 Thessalonians 1:7, just write that down. Wrath of God. Now go to 1 Peter 1, verse 7. 1 Peter 1, verse 7. Say, Christ is known by revelation. And whoever is in Christ, whatever is in Christ, is only seen by revelation. 1 Peter 1 and 7. Watch this. The trial of your faith, he says, being much more precious than gold, the precious, though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing, that what does it mean? It's revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, he says, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13. 1 Peter 4:13. 1 Peter 4:13. But rejoice, inasmuch as we are partakers of Christ's suffering, and when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad and with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4:13. Revelation 1:1. Revelation 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, that's John, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John. So, Jesus Christ was not written in the Bible by observation. There are those who saw him by observation, but they don't know him by observation. You know him by revelation. In other words, the container, that's his body, does not reveal the content. It takes the Spirit to unveil the contents. And just like you and I, our container says very little about us. When I got born again, I doubt whether my physical stature changed. Well, it changed. I grew taller. And everybody grew taller. Some guys say, wherever I go, when I got born again, I was finer. How? Even the prophet said about Jesus, he had no form of comeliness that we should desire him. In other words, he wasn't the handsome fellow. Wasn't handsome. Darling Jesus, darling Jesus, oh my darling Jesus, you're a wonderful God. I love you so, my darling Jesus, oh my darling Jesus, you're a wonderful God. I've seen Jesus, he's so handsome. And your husband is right there. Than any man I know. That's something. And you haven't even seen Jesus. He wasn't handsome. The prophet said he had no form of comeliness that we should desire. Hallelujah. He's not known by observation. Those who try to know him by observation called him every other thing but who he was. They said, well, he's John the Baptist. Oh, wow. Why is he John the Baptist? I don't know. Because he shouts. He's Elijah. Why is he Elijah? Oh, I don't know why they said that anyway. He's Jeremiah because he cried once. He's one of the prophets. But the Father is the only one who can reveal him. And the Father had said it by the Spirit of the prophet for about 2,000 years before then. And he called him the Christ. So he's known by revelation. So Christ is known by revelation. Not even by vision. Because you can have the false vision. I remember a lady, a sister, some 24 years ago, she had this vision. And so she came to me to tell me about the vision. She had actually announced it somewhere, but she gave me the details. She said, that was there, I was praying, and then Jesus appeared to me. She said that. And when Jesus appeared to me, she said, He told me so and so and so and so. And everything Jesus said to her, that Jesus said to her. You know, we have Jesus is also, we have Jesus that plays for Man City. I remember one time in 1989, when a Nigerian footballer, Samuel Okwaraji, he died. I was in the stadium, actually. I used to go watch football. And they were now trying to find out who was the person that gave him the last tackle. It was Nigeria versus Angola. And so the guy who tackled him was called Jesus. So I kept asking. They said, Jesus killed Okwaraji. But I may not know the story, but I was at the stadium that day. You know. So I said, that was the first time I will ever hear that a human being will bear Jesus. I said, no wonder. He's going to be punished because he's bearing the name of our Lord. Stupid name. But the point is this. Jesus is not known by visions. So when the lady told me she saw Jesus, and she said a couple of things that he said, one of them was that he wanted her to be prayerful. That's why he made her sick. And it was so real. How many of you know what you observe seemed to be so real to you? You know it's real to you? You know it's very real to you? Let me give you an instance. So somebody comes to you and says, in the name of Jesus, you have a pain on your left leg. And you are feeling the pain. You are feeling it. It is feeling you. You are feeling yourself. And I say, you are healed in the name of Jesus. And say, with me, I'm healed by the power of God. You say it, I'm healed by the power of God. Then as you step away, someone say, how's your aunt? Ah, say, wow. You know, say, this is painful. You just said, I'm healed. But your observation seems to be more real to you. But we can't leave the Christian life that way. There are times you will wake up and not feel born again. Who has ever had that before? I don't always feel born again. There are some mornings that we're going to feel, my God, what's born again again? You know you feel that way. But you see, we don't walk by observation. We live by revelation. Don't forget, revelation are the words of the Holy Ghost. The doctor says to you, you are sick. It's true, by observation you're sick. And he says, well, I perceive that it's a growth. It can lead to so and so observation. Hallelujah. Then you remember Abraham, who against hope believed in hope. Hallelujah. Are you still there? He called the things that be not as though they were. His body, being yet dead, he did not consider the deadness of his body. Or the weakness of his body, or the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't consider that. That's revelation. That is, he considered other words different from his observation. It looks silly, but there's observation and there's revelation. Revelation is not that you felt something. It's just the words of the Holy Ghost. You are feeling bad, and he says, I've made you glad. You know, you are feeling that way. It's your observation. But the revelation says, I made you that way. You go to a service, not Saints Community Church. It can be. And you hear a very hot sermon from wherever they prepared it. And you start feeling bad. How many of you have ever felt like you're not a Christian? Well, I felt that for years. Till I read John Osteen. I felt like tearing the book. Righteousness is a gift. Gift, and understand English. Gift. Do you know, in my life, I will escape. I will leave Romans 4. Romans 3. In Romans 3, I would just be in 23. For all that I'm short of glory of God. As though they cut me short there. I just stopped there. I would escape 4, 5. I like 6, 1. Shall we continue, you see? Against my bow. Go for me, brother. Go for me. The day I saw a man explain that there's something in verse 5 called the Doria of righteousness. I said, yeah. Now, there was nothing mysterious about that. The words were revelation. And I was reading my observation into Romans 6:1. It's not possible now. How can you guys say, continue saying, that's why God to be grateful? You cannot be faithful. You do your part, he does his part. Oh yes. Observation. Revelation. He who spared not his own son. Are you there? But gave him up for us. Shall he not with him? I like how Paul argues. There's a way Paul talks that, you know, this morning, so yesterday, I think. Yeah, yesterday morning. I picked up and I said, there was a way he argued in Galatians. I said, no wonder. They had to kill this guy. There's an argument he has. Oh, how shall you begin to reason this way? He told them, he said, look, where was Abraham justified? Without circumcision. Like, I don't catch you. So he was not circumcised. He hadn't done anything. He believed. He took them to the chapter. Abraham believed in the Lord. So it's kind of for righteousness. You'll be looking at you, you'll be getting angry. Who did David call blessed? To whom the Lord will not impute sin? Aye! Checkmate. You get it? There's a way Paul put it across to you. You have to just keep quiet. That's what they say. Too much learning has made you mad. Agrippa said, you almost make me a Christian. Hallelujah. So there's revelation. It goes ahead of observation. It's beyond that. You're not feeling that way. But you are who he says you are. Hallelujah. So hear this. Go to 2 Corinthians 5. You learning something? So there's observation. I can observe myself sinful. I can observe myself weak. I can observe myself confused. But I can also see what God sees. What God sees is the revelation. It's not a mysterious thing. What God sees is what he said. And what God said is what he did. God's reality is his own work. Your own work is not God's reality. God's reality is what he has done. And it's what he has said. Sometimes your experiences might not match up, but it doesn't change God's reality. God's reality is his word. Are you still there? It's only your observation that can change. The revelation can never change. Hallelujah. And we must be careful not to allow our experiences. I told a preacher a week ago, I said, don't allow your experiences become your theology. Look at all our books. Our books are devoid of stories. Who has observed that? No stories. In fact, no stories at all. Let it be devoid of your experiences. Because your experiences do not confirm the word. The word is self-confirmatory or self-confirmed. You gotta get that. Don't allow your experience become your theology. Praise the Lord. So, 2 Corinthians 5, 16. Are you there? Right. Let's take verse 16 together. Let's go. Wherefore, henceforth, I'm waiting for you. Come on. Let's go. 16, let's go. Henceforth, know we After the flesh. So we have known Christ after the flesh. We don't know him anymore. Say, I am not known after the flesh. Let's take 17 together. Therefore. Where do I behold all things? By observation or in Christ? How do I know Christ? Observation or revelation? Okay, very good. So, behold there is an instruction. Every time you read that verse, it's in the present tense. Behold. Look at it. All things are become new. I am who he says I am. Okay, that's important. That is, all things are become new. So, I do not know by observation. I know by revelation in Christ. So Paul is praying. He prays that the eyes of your understanding. Now the eyes of your understanding, go to Ephesians 1:17, is the eyes of your reasoning. There's a way you reason. There's a way you reason. By your exposure, there are many things that develop the eyes of your understanding. Your background, for example, the way you, where you were born. You were born in Lagos, or you were born in anywhere. You're exposed to information, your perception. So your eyes of understanding are being developed. Then you go to school, depending on the school. I remember years ago I was passing through a classroom, and a teacher was teaching English language in Yoruba. How would you do that? He was teaching English in Yoruba. So their perception will be very funny. So you grow up the eyes of your understanding. You've grown up to see things, you know, differently. If you're a woman, you know, you've grown up. Then you go to university. And then you learn. Maybe you learn something in university. An engineer, lawyer, doctor, whatever you've learned, you know. Scientist. You learn all those things and all that. They all form your perception. Where you grew, your experiences. You get it? I, for example, I had a cousin who said he had received Christ. Then he began to act very funny. Very, very funny. He was extremely funny. He wasn't going to talk to anybody. And so he says he's born again. In the 80s. You know, in the 80s, when they call you Swegba Union. You know what Swegba Union is? Oh, no, that's you. Swegba Union. Serious matter. Hallelujah. When I got born again years later, we changed it to Success Unlimited. We're all the same. So, you know, and the guy was so funny. He would just act funnily. He would not smile. He would not laugh. I'm telling you. There was a time, and we had other cousins who were not Christians, but we're all going to church. So, one time, they'll see something that's nice, and they say, oh, it's beautiful. And as they say, it's beautiful, he starts to sing an hymn now. All the way, far away. So, I kind of felt, what is this? Then my dad told me, he said, you know, don't believe in this born again. There's nothing called born again. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Don't lie. Don't steal. You'll get to him. He said that. And I believe my father because he was my hero. I said, it's true. After all, this is my cousin. He's not it at all. At all. You know. But when I heard the gospel, I told myself, this is not what my father told me. And I believed it. I've grown. And you know, I like to read books. I've read a lot of books. I've read books by Rosicrucian Order. A lot of them. I read stories and stories and stories. I read Tegersfeld. Really? True. Just be good. So when I heard the gospel, I heard about Jesus Christ, not from anybody, but from the words of the Father. I said to myself, My dad was wrong. And I made another decision that day. You don't have to make this decision. I said, if my father can be wrong on salvation, he can be wrong on anything. Because salvation is eternal. And that's the truth. But my perception. Then another one got born again in our family. He now wanted to do restitution. He now came to my dad. The uncle. Now, I was a Christian at that point. He said, uncle, I went, the car engine, I took it. This one, I took it. They told him in his church to go around. So when he said all that, my father said, yes. God has truly taken over of your life and all that. So he said that before all of us. So as he left the house, he called us. The next time that boy comes to this house, you better look. He had no faith in all that drama. You get the point? So I told myself, I learned that without even hearing the gospel, that it's only God that forgets. Those people who come to come and confess, you are not wise. Somebody told me, but I was just saying it. I said, come. I said, look at Romans, Hebrews 8, 11, 12. You look at that 12. Which pronoun is it? Their iniquities are, we will remember. Is it say we? He said, no, he said I. Who is the I? He said, God. Give yourself brain. It is God that will remember no more. Man. We just say, we thank God for his life. He used to be, but we thank God for his life. They said what they wanted to say. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. So his reality is my reality. So Paul says, I pray that your perception. And you know, you can have a perception of God from your earthly father. I love my father and I. The great man he was. Tomorrow will be 10 years that he died. And he had this thing about repentance. He doesn't believe words are enough. So you say, go and merit it. And well, too many things we merited. Remember, a time like that my mom brought me a present. And my father said, you must be first in the class. Because all the parents are always first. I don't tell that lie to my children. All parents are first. So who was second? I don't tell that lie to my children. It's a stupid lie. And in fact, today's kids will just laugh at you because they know you're lying. Back then, we weren't giving more to think. We just drink. Okay, anyway. So, he just said, you cannot say you were fourth. You can't be fourth. You can't be fourth. My father made a first class, actually. So he would tell you, you cannot beat me. You can only match me. You know, that's what he said. You can have the shoes. And I saw the shoes. You know, Clarks in those days was higher than Cortina. Who am I talking to? You know, there's Cortina. There's Clarks. Clarks is for rich people. When they bought Clarks, they said, you can't have it. It's butter. You know, Cortina, that has holes, five holes. I know it very well. It's brown. It comes up like, oh my God. So you were fought. And I said to myself, what? So I had that view. And before you approach him, you will knock the door. You're already rehearsing your prayer point. Yes, the yes on its own will take away all your confidence. Yes, who is that? And it's just a rumor. You just enter. Yeah. It's asking, what do you want to say? Go straight to the point. All your prayer point will escape. Are you just looking? Remember one day when we rehearsed how to tell my father we went to buy banga. We had rehearsed it. When we finished what we said, said, go and bring your school list. School books. He said, if I take that money and buy this book, will you not pass? I said, banga. So you can have that idea. That perception about God. And Paul says, the eyes of your understanding. being enlightened. You may have been a father for 30 years. You need to learn fatherhood from God. Hear me very well. Learn fatherhood from God. The Bible says, we bow our knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom the whole families in heaven and earth, Ephesians 3:14, his name for this cause. E.W. Kenyon said, he said, in God is the model of fatherhood. That is fatherhood. Remember, when Paul says, you should raise up your children in the nurture and admonition, not of your culture, but of the Lord. You learn it. So the eyes of your understanding must be enlightened. If you are born again and you are a father, you are now a new creation father. You are the Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa father. You are a new creation father. So you must reflect God's fatherhood. Discipline your children like God will. Correct them like God will. We have all that in our book for this course. But reflect that nature, because the nature of the Father is in you. Are you still there? He says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. So you will see your life by revelation. Hallelujah. Remember one time I told my son, I said, you know what? My father told me, he said, look, that is your father. You are my father. He is your father. That's some revelation. I don't know if it's the truth. He said, no. Your father could not afford it. But you are my father. Don't tell me what your father could not afford. Tell me what you can afford. I said to myself, how would I even compose this to tell my father? What would I say entered me? I just tell my father, I deserve some apple. Whoa, wow. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? But I've learned from the Father. And we've learned from the best. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you still there? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Don't learn fatherhood from blogs. Don't learn it from God. Don't learn it from culture. Learn it in salvation. That is to live by revelation. We know ourselves by revelation. I know myself by revelation. I function in revelation. I don't have an identity crisis. I know who I am. Oh, say it loud. I know who I am. I don't live by... But not by the senses. I know who I am. I know who I am. 1 John 3. So you pray that prayer often. That Pauline prayer. You pray it often. You pray it often. 1 John 3. The guy told me, do you know how old I am? Say, I'm so and so years. I have children and grandchildren. I said, can you think in also heart? Kenneth Copeland had. Are you the only one that is 80? We have those who have followed Christ. Hallelujah. And left behind a great legacy. So don't tell me your own. Let's look at the Word of God. Are you still there? Brother Hagin, he left a good legacy. All his children in the ministry. All his grandchildren in the ministry. All his great-grandchildren in the ministry. Most of his great-grandchildren in the ministry. He left a legacy. Hallelujah. He taught them faith from the time when they were in their early years till they were in their teens. They were rough. Our children will be rough. His kids were rough. But he said, just like the Father, I surrounded them with faith and love. When they were going wayward, he said, I only dedicated my children once. Once. And the rest, I just prayed the Pauline prayer. Hallelujah. I follow that kind of example. Hallelujah. Are you still the only one saying here? So you mustn't live by experience. Live by revelation. Let the revelation now bring forth your experience. Say, I have godly experiences because I walk by revelation. 1 John 3. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1. Glory to God. It says, behold. How many times do you behold this? How many times? Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should call the sons of God. Say, I'm a son of God now. Therefore, the world knoweth us first, because it knew him not. The word there is ginosko. The world doesn't know you, because it did not know him. Hallelujah. So when the world begins to give you accolades, that's not Christianity. Our accolades come from the Father. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Remember years ago, I think it was 1990 or so, or 1989, Pan Am Pastor Paul, you know, they invited him to come and pick up an award, P-Man Award. Many of you don't know P-Man, Professional Musician Association of Nigeria. It was chaired then by Tony Okoroju. They wanted to give him an award for Best Gospel Artist. Then he didn't go for it. And they asked him why. Then he sang this song. Glory, Lord, I believe you have laid down your life for me. Jesus, every praise I receive, Lord, I give them all over to you. I didn't understand everything he was saying, but I understood that, you see, the world does not recognize us. The world is not the one that knows what you have said is right. It's the Spirit of God. That was for me a lesson earlier as a Christian. So you see, the world knoweth not us. There's a true Christian in our midst. A Muslim. How does he know a Christian? True Christian. Very, very born again. If I see you born again, no. Because it knew him not. So see what John did. Oh, John had identification. John said, you know, John had written John 1:10. He came to the world, and the world did not know him. He says, the world doesn't know you too, because he knew him not. We have the same substance as Jesus. That means the same way Peter had to know Christ by the Father revealing it to him, you and I are known by revelation. Say, I'm known by revelation. I walk by revelation. Verse 2 says, beloved, now we the sons of God. He does not yet appear what we shall be. The word phaneroo. That is, we are not yet visible to naked eyes. But when he shall appear, we shall be as he is. Hallelujah. Why? We are one with Christ. His spirit is our spirit. His life is our life. His nature is our nature. Why do we say that? Are we saying that by observation? Talk to me now. We're saying it by what? Revelation. That is the Father's words. Those are the Father's words. Those are the Father's words. I act on the Father's words. I walk on the Father's words. I walk with the Father's words. So brothers and sisters, I'm not known by psychology. No. One time, a pastor recommended a church person to go to meet a therapist. The therapist now sat the husband and wife down and said, what do you like? What don't you like? What do you do? What did you do? What annoys you? What annoys you? Tell me about your past. Were you abused? Were you disabused? Were you harassed? Were you this one? And I said, yes. I was abused by my husband when I was 4 years old. You are in your 30s. You are saying abused when you were 4 years old. And you have been born again for over 10 years. What's he born again for? And the wife was now hugging him. Oh, this is what happened to you. That's why you are now a stupid husband. Because you are. Brother, you are walking in the flesh. The man that was abused is not you. You are born of God now. Are you following what I'm saying? You are reading the wrong manual. So when they came to me, I said, so what did they tell you? They were telling me. They was crying out. He really poured out his heart. What is in your heart? Not the word of God. You were pouring out rubbish. How did you retain the memory of 30 years? So strong. So strong. Memory. Ah. See, after that, This won't happen. That won't happen. My father left my mother. My mother left us. Then with our auntie was beating us. He beat us. You have graduated. You are working in a bank. You are still remembering your uncle left you. What is wrong with you? You are now born again. You have the life of God. The seed of God abides in you. Say, no therapist can help you because you have been helped already. Hallelujah. I'm what the word says I am. I am who the word says I am. Hallelujah. Say, both of you, you are ashamed. You now took your case to a therapist. They are not telling you who you are. Say, you're, from what I can see, I don't believe what I can see, your temperament dictates that you can slap easily. I understand. You can receive the slap. So, Hallelujah. This husband, love your wife depending on your temperament as Christ. Why? Because as he is, so are you. Are you getting my point? That's what he said. Don't say in my family, you know, in our family, we react that way. We don't. You are living by observation. But I live by revelation. The words of the Father are my words now. The words of the Father are my words. Are you still there? 1 John 4:4. Let's read that together. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children. Read that for yourself. Say, I am of God. Say, I am of God. I have overcome the world. Say, I have overcome the world. Why? Why? Can you shout that out? Can you shout that out? That he that is in the world, I am of God. I am born of God. When you say you are of God, it doesn't mean you are on God's side. You're on God's, you're in God's team. No, you came from God. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Are those words of observation? No. They are words of revelation. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. You are not in your past. You are in Christ. Did you hear me? You are not in your past. You are in Christ. You can live a responsible life. A stress-free life. A strife-free life. A guilt-free life. An abuse-free life. You can never reproduce what was done badly unto you. You can only reproduce Christ. Hallelujah. That's the capacity that you have. You are not reproducing evil. No, you reproduce good things because you are born of God. Hallelujah. Say, I live by revelation. I live by the words of the Father. The flesh and blood has not revealed unto you. But my Father, which is in heaven. Which is in heaven. I'm not choleric. I'm not chlorine. Or chlorophyll. I'm born of God. I've got love. I've got joy. Patience. Gentleness. Meekness. Faithfulness. Hallelujah. I've got the love of God. Shed abroad in my heart. By the Holy Ghost. Which is given unto me. I'm who he says I am. I can do what he says I can do. Hallelujah. Say, I respond by revelation. So when things happen, you know, when things happen, you can speak by observation or speak by revelation. Someone say, I just noticed that generally when I'm about to take exams, I just fall weak and we am wondering, why do I always fall weak? That's observation. You are asking questions. Then you now start saying, I fall weak. I have fallen. I'm weak. I have finally fallen. It now becomes your vocabulary. It's now the way you describe yourself. So when you come to church, you hear theology, not revelation. But when you see God's word as revelation, when you hear it, your mind is being renewed. You leave the auditorium Because, you see, saying this in church is not where you need it. From the car park to the bus station. In the bus, in your car, when you get home. When you get to the office Monday morning. When you are driving and rushing to work, Third Mainland Bridge. And there's Lagos madness. And there's almost frustration in your mind. Then you release the words of faith. I am not under stress. No, I'm not under stress. I'm above this. I will not react to this badly. I react with joy. With the peace of God. You're not feeling that way. But you know that is who you are. I live by revelation. I live by revelation. Like I told you, mouthing contrary circumstances does nothing. The circumstances are already bad. Describing them is not a job. The devil can do that for you. What about sticking to the word of God? What about putting the word of God on your lips? I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. Are you still there? 1 John 2:20. You have an unction from the Holy One. Say, I have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. Say, I'm free from error. Say, I'm free from error. You know, years ago, I told my friends, who were a group of friends, we used to preach, we used to call ourselves, forgotten the name again, we'll go around and all that. So, one day everybody was saying, let us pray, oh, let us pray, oh, that was 993. Let us pray that, you know, we should not fall and fall, and the Lord should use us to the end, that our fire should not go down. I said, I will pray this prayer. He said, why? I said, I cannot fall. You look at me. You know, brethren, they won't say anything. When I left, they now said, let us pray for Muiwao. The spirit of pride has entered into with us. Lucifer is manifesting. But then we have to pray. Because it is better for a man not to have known the way of righteousness than to know it and to turn back. For the latter end of the man shall be grievous than the beginning. Better let us begin to pray. And they were praying for me. One day, I went to one brother's house, Brother Bimbo's house, and I saw them praying, and I told them, I said, I tapped them. They were praying for me. I said, stop praying for me. You're wasting your time. I said, I cannot fall. They thought I was bragging on me. No, I was bragging on God. Hallelujah. You need to learn to brag on God. Brag on God. I cannot pay. I'm only bragging on God. I'm bragging on God. Why will Paul appear before his persecutors? Before Agrippa and Festus said, how do you feel, Paul? Paul said, I see myself a happy man. This guy is mad. Say, I'm a happy man. Hallelujah. I'm a happy man. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Have your seat, come on. You speak by revelation. I cannot fall. I'll fulfill my course with joy. You know, Paul said that before the end. You know, Paul said, I've fought the good fight. Laid before me. He had not died though. Some people say, we don't know what will happen. We don't know. Shout them out, I know. Brag on God. Brag on God. Brag on God. Brag on God. The doctor tells you it's a sickness that can't be healed, then brag on God. Say, it will be. It will be. Because the power of God is working in me. You are not speaking by observation. You are speaking by revelation. Don't forget. The words of the Father are the things you are saying. You are bragging on God. Somebody will brag on the doctor's words. Somebody will brag on his dad's words. Or the enemy's words. Somebody will brag on his neighbor's words. I brag on God's word. I brag on God's word. I'm not even strong enough to brag on my own words. Because there are words I say I don't keep. Not because I'm not faithful. I'm just not able. But God is both able and faithful. So I brag on his word. So when a Christian is going through circumstances, he brags on God. He brags on the word of God. He brags on the word of God. He brags on what God has said. Sometimes the things we go through for counseling are not necessary. I tell you, go back to God's word. We hardly do counseling in this church. We do it all. I'm not chasing you. But when you come, I'll still refer you back to God's word. If I've ever canceled couples here, I'll just talk to them briefly. I say, you know what? I don't know how to, I'm not a meddlesome interloper. You both loved yourself. Was I there? Go back to the room. Shut yourself. Don't call anybody. Look yourself eyeball to eye. And yarn yourself. And ask yourself, what we are doing, is it the word of God? It has solved many problems. And I say, tell me your story. I remember my grandmother also told me, tell me your story. Oh no. I give you God's word. I give you God's word. Act on it. It's reliable. It cannot fail. It brings back broken homes. It solves marriages. It dissolves doubts. It takes away fear. It settles the unsettled. God's word is reliable. Hallelujah. It has never failed. And it can never fail. Hallelujah. In a nation of millions, it's often like God's word will never work. Two men proved it. Caleb and Joshua. It doesn't matter if thousands are having wrong experiences. There are two I'm going to look at. I don't care. Majority. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. I have God's word. I live by revelation. I'm who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. So I'm free from error. You know, years ago, Brother Hagin said, you have what you say. So I kept confessing 1 John 2:20. I know all things. That I can never fall to false doctrines. I've been saying that for over 20 years. And that has been my story. I can't. That when I'm about to fall into it, I will know. I will know. Every believer has that capacity. But are you paying attention to it? Are you putting on your lips? We don't know. We don't even know who is serving God these days. Those stupid kind of things. We don't even know who is serving God these days. Every preacher. We don't even know who is a generation. You will never know. Say, I have an unction from the Holy Ghost. I know all things. I can't be deceived. Because I'm born of the Spirit of God. The anointing that I've received of Him abides in me. I need no man to teach me. For the same anointing teaches me of all things. And I abide in Him. How about saying that all the time? Hallelujah. That is my reality. So I say, my Christian life, supreme prophet, the one prophet, that prophet, that apostle. You say, that's Christianity. No, that's not Christianity. That's not my story. My story is in the Word of God. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. So there's a difference between observation and revelation. We all can have the same observation. And the observation is true. Because we can see it. But my revelation in the Word, God's revelation of me, is the truth about me. That's the truth about me. Hallelujah. I don't lack ideas. I don't lack direction. Next week we'll look at supernatural direction. We said, number one, we are born supernatural. See, I'm born supernatural. The wind blew it where it listed. Remember? You hear the sound. You can't tell where it's coming from. Where it's going to. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. I'm born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So we don't consider ourselves by genotype. We don't consider ourselves by gender. Not by gender. No. If you look at our book, The Women of God. The reason why many women don't rise in the work of the ministry is because they live by observation. Not by revelation. Not by the truth. Great revivals in the last 2-3 centuries have been spearheaded by women. 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 I once told one Four Square Church pastor, I said, you guys, the way you, why have no woman risen in your ranks? Say, well, you know, the Bible says, which Bible? Four Square is women's square. Amy Semple McPherson. That's a woman. Well, you know this one. She has some marital issues. Keep quiet! What marital issues? That's not our reality. Our reality is the call of God upon our life. The soul she was the first person in the world to go on television. Preacher. Ever. The first person in the world to own a Christian station. Are Christian stations not the Vogue today? They are. Because a woman saw who she was in Christ. Look beyond marriage. Look beyond your hormones. Look at the world. Because there is no right or privilege in Christ for a woman that differs from a man. You walk in the reality. Hallelujah. Is there any gift of woman righteousness? Man righteousness? Is there a female spirit that came at redemption? The same spirit. The same grace. The same life. The same glory, the same family. Hallelujah. I am who he says I have. I have what he says I have. I walk by revelation. The Father's words are my revelation. I walk in the reality. So we are born supernaturally. We are known supernaturally. I close here. That means to know yourself. You go to the world. To know yourself. The doctor tells you something. His observation is not a lie. The doctor does not hate you. Business analysts tell you something about yourself. They don't hate you. That's their observation. That's how they were trained. But you go to the world. Hallelujah. You go to God's world. Say, I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm not confused. I don't walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Say, this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Sickness will not reign in it. Cancer will not find a place in it. In the name of Jesus. So the gifts of healings are mine. I receive healing by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. You are not denying the facts. You are only denying the facts. A lordship over your life. You choose what lords over you. I choose healing over me. Not sickness. I choose the power of God. Not fear. I choose confidence in Christ. Not to get jittery. I'm not jittery. I don't know how to give up. I don't know how to give up. Because I'm born of God. I don't know how to give up. So I'm born supernatural. I know myself supernatural. Hallelujah. Whatever he has committed to your trust, it will not fail. It will not fail. You will fulfill your course with joy. You will not end it. You will get to the end. I say you will not end it. You will get to the end. You will boldly finish your course. You will boldly fulfill God's call upon your life. In health, in wisdom. You are not confused. No, you are not. You are not confused. You are a man sent by God. You are a woman sent by God. You are born of God. The life of God is at work in you. He dispels fear. He dispels confusion. No. You are persuaded by the word. And you walk in the light of it. Give God thanks.